entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. Is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two. Our special guest is Steve Quayle, and we're talking about a variety of topics loosely related to what we like to refer to as the banksters, the Illuminati, the New World Order, and in particular, we were talking about the presence of Russian and Chinese soldiers within the territorial United States. And yes, I'm speaking to you people in Alaska that sent me somewhere around 18 to 20 emails now in the last 2 weeks on this. And I'm imploring you, get some guts, grow a backbone, put your names on what you are sending me. Don't tell me don't use your name or your location. Send me pictures. Do what Sherry Wilcox did. Anyway, I'm going to turn it back over to Steve. And Steve, 300 million handguns, and the presence of foreign national troops designed to, let's say, disarm the American people, I think is a fair way to put it. What's going to happen?
Well, first of all, every neighborhood, every county, every block area has already been basically assayed, if you will. It's been investigated and it's been plotted. Let's say, Dave, there are 100 gun owners in a 2 mile square area. Those gun owners are pretty much known. They may not know every weapon, but they know that they've assigned a specific group of troops to go in and to basically not take the guns away. This is the hardest thing for me to tell people. I'm sorry to have to say it. You can take the guns away from a gun owner. Maybe he hid one that you don't know. You're not going to deal with them. You're going to basically blow them away. This is why they've brought so many foreign troops into this country. The red list, the blue list, and the green list were given to me by a former head of the Environmental Protection Agency who was murdered for giving this information almost 15 years ago. During that time, 15 years ago, there were 3.2 million, primarily on the red list. It was gun owners, it was constitutionalists, it was militia members, it was people who were outspoken, it was a vehement, if you will, anti-communist, and then it even expanded to Bible-believing Christians, it expanded to homeschoolers, and that at that point is when it expanded to vets. Well, Dave, the point is that when you've got as many foreign troops in this country, and let me share this. This is the dumbass statement number one. Well, I sure don't see them. That's because your head is giving yourself a self-imposed proctological examination, and if you get your head out of where it doesn't belong and start looking around and starting to do your homework, you'd find it out. Now, look, this is too late in the game to pull any punches. I will not pull any punches again. We are in the position now of absolutely having hit teams, Viper squads. We've got, it is in motion. No one would have believed that National Defense Authorization Act 1867 would be in effect. It is. No one would believe we've got 30,000 drones, not 4 years from now. And unless you've ever had a predator over your head at 100 feet, I have. The bottom line is you don't get the reality of how close we all are to eternity. So what I've done, Dave, is gone pretty much from warning, warning, warning to preparing, preparing, preparing to now I'm telling people, get right with Jesus. And I'm serious about that. There is no way the natural mind, or no matter how good your skills are, I don't care if you're the best sniper that came out of the Marine Corps or the Navy SEALs. Wait a minute, they just murdered him. You know, the bottom line is that you cannot fight that which you cannot see. You cannot in the natural.
Well, Steve, we're going into break. We're going to hold it right there. We come back. We're going to pick it up right at this exact point. Stay tuned, everybody. Back in 3 minutes.
Having problems with your mortgage?
Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back here listening to the Common Sense Show here in RBN. This is Dave Hodges, your host, and also flying co-pilot with me is Andy DeRiso, our news director, in case of any takedowns, which one has already occurred. And just a note out there to the listeners, we do have two servers still wide open. If you're listening on radio, no problem. KU band satellite, no problem. But if you're trying to live stream in, we still have two servers wide open. You have a couple of options there you can go to. One is the Listen Live up in the menu, second from the left next to the home button. And the other is Listen Live Online beneath my picture on the home page. So either one of those is open, so should be good to go. Steve, we got red, blue, and green list. I think I know which one you're on, and I fear which one I'm on. I've been told by my people in Intel, some of these ex-Intel who took off and went into hiding, that they are accumulating threat matrix scores on everybody based on websites you go to, keywords on your phone calls, emails, and so forth. Is that your understanding as well?
Yep, and it even goes beyond a threat matrix. It goes to what's called an assassination algorithm, okay? And the point that's critical for people to know is, again, they don't care about the amount of guns. First of all, most people are totally, even veterans, are not as brought up to speed on modern warfare. You can have all the SKSs or whatever, how many guns and ammo and et cetera, but if you don't have night vision, you're toast the minute an infrared laser goes on your chest and a suppressed weapon from 1,500 yards away goes pop.
You know, again, modern warfare is kind of, how should I say this, everything you've seen in the Middle East was nothing, in my opinion, but a training ground for what's coming here. Now, there's a lot of good American servicemen and women, and obviously when you hear of hundreds of admirals and generals and officers being early outed out of the military, when you hear of oaths of allegiance no longer being taken to the Constitution of the United States, but to the President of the United States, when you see all this, and when you hear the chief of, you know, the admiral that's in charge of the Pacific basically saying global warming is the number one trouble or problem, I'd say, yeah, especially when it comes in a nuclear package courtesy of either China or North Korea. I could not believe some of the statements coming out. It's like this. You couldn't look for a more insane or traitorous defense posture than the United States now is embracing with making the American servicemen his number one enemy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a real story. And Dave, I want to just tell people this. I don't anticipate that we've got much time left. I've said that for a number of years, but there's a time when you move from the prophetic future into the present now.
Right.
And one of the books that I've written that is so critical for people to understand is Genetic Armageddon, Today's Technology, Tomorrow's Monsters. The only place you can get my books, or at least I thought the only place you'd get them, I guess for people selling them secondhand on Amazon, but is through me on my website, stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com. Or, you know, the point is that it's one of the most critical books I've ever written. And, you know, Jesus said a powerful statement. Most Christians can't even deal with what they see coming or refuse to acknowledge that's already here, let alone the, you know, the stuff I write about the fallen angels and all of the strange UFO and the Vatican embracing an alien savior and 1.2 billion Catholics being set up to basically be told, oh, it's not Jesus or the God of the Bible. Those were just created by the aliens who are coming to save us. And, oh, by the way, don't get too upset that the alien saviors look like lizards. And, oh, by the way, all those things you read in history about Quetzalcoatl and all the different lizard-type creatures, they're really friendly lizards. You know, the point is, Dave, it's troubling to me. Somebody, you know, I get this all the time. Well, tell me what you really know. I can't do it. Because if I can't get people to even act in their own best interest to try and save their families, what good does it tell them about stuff that, number one, is beyond what their ability to see now, although they're beginning to see it, and number two, if they haven't done anything with the critical information that you and others have provided all these years, what makes us think that the strength of an argument will move them? That's why I'm telling everybody, the word for today, three times over, repent, 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 and get right with Jesus, because this thing is going to turn into a battle of unprecedented and absolutely never before experienced in history. That's the words of Jesus. And the thing that is astonishing to me is the American veterans are now in the scope of some of the most highly trained assassins. And, you know, Dave, I pled with them 2 years ago. I did the veterans. I said, listen, you guys, they're going to deny your rights to get firearms. They're going to basically cut off your funding for the VA. And guess what? 950,000 vets are waiting. And Dave, I've tried, honestly, I've tried to get people to get active. Even on my website, stevequayle.com, I've got a guitar that I'm raffling. And I'm pitching this because a portion of the proceeds, a big portion of proceeds, are going to go to the vets. Okay, so you know, if somebody wants a chance for $100 to win a $50,000 guitar, the golden thing is worth over $5,000.
Yeah,
you know
that. And that's
see, when I try and do this, I try and get help to the vets. The bottom line is that I told them, and I just got consistent. Our government would never do that. Well, look what they're doing. We've got foreign troops in here. We've got professional mercenaries that are making $100K plus all the bonus money and being paid under the table, and the American serviceman's losing his home, his wife, his family, and his limbs, and that infuriates me, okay? It infuriates me. Someone has got to speak up for this man. I prayed openly on Hagman's show, Doug Hagman's show, that God would move into the veterans' hospitals and supernatural heal these men, both in their minds and their their bodies. And I'm serious, brother. I'm furious, okay? The fury that is in me now, and by the way, I'm calling on God to intervene. Now, I understand that there are tough guys out there that are trained to slit throats and shoot this and blow up that and do all that stuff. That's not my realm. My realm is to call people back to a supernatural faith that their faith can overcome the strongest obstacles. But now, you know, you were talking about Viper teams and the surrender to DHS of the churches. I maintain, and I put up on my website, I want everybody to go there, and you need to read it too, on the Dreams and Vision. One of our sisters had the most amazing dream of the betrayal unto death that's going to come to Christians by people who feign to be Christians and by even members of their own household. I don't know if you've personally seen that, Dave, but I get hundreds and hundreds of emails a day, and the bottom line is, guess what? The two things that most people, number one is fear, number two is betrayal. The betrayal of husbands or wives, the mocking of children to their parents, that basically nobody gives a concern or seemingly cares anymore that all our freedoms were taken away as long as they've got those bloody Borg controls in their ears or in their eyes, obviously meaning I. It's interesting to me that the iPad, the iPhone, it's all about I. It's all about me. And again, I'm serious about this. Unless people can basically unplug, they're going to be led to the slaughter. And you've seen flash mobs. We've seen, I don't know what they call it, some kind of dance that's crazy and stuff. The point is, look, I'm not an old guy, but I can say this, that the Scripture commands us to remember the old ways. And God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, so shall he reap. Whatsoever nation sows, so shall he reap. And one of the proverbs that I guess helped me to really get this in my spirit, I'd share it with you, is if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And by inference, nothing. It says, when the wicked rule, the righteous mourn. And I can tell you this, this land is in mourning. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G.
No, I agree. Let me go back to something you said earlier. When the Russians or Chinese pull up in their troop carrier and they're going up and down your block, and they're looking for you, you're maintaining, and I've heard the same thing, that they have an assassination list, and they're not going to take guns. They're going to take lives. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I just wanted to be clear on that point.
I want to be very clear on that point. I have been told that by four-star generals and not retired ones in JSOC, Joint Special Operations. I have been told that by admirals. I've been told that by former contractors, former intelligence agencies, and my information verifies and just attenuates what yours is. And I want to share something, the blue list. Let me get to the blue list, because we know who's on the red list, but I've tried to inform policemen, which are being militarized. I've tried to inform U.S. military assets, and this is why they're being replaced, if they don't, say they'll fire on American citizens and they don't swear allegiance to, the dictator-in-chief. The bottom line is that they're being outed, okay? They either leave voluntarily, or they're basically, they either get you to quit, or they quit you permanently. And this is a hard thing for Americans to understand. The blue list are the police, the military, and anyone who will cooperate, the bureaucrats, that will be allowed to live in the first 30 to 60 days when this thing breaks loose. After that, guess what? They get popped, too, because the psychology of those who are going on their killing spree is that if they would betray their own people, anybody with more money can buy them off, so they die, too. Now, remember, the man that gave me that information and paid a price for it, he lost his life for it, okay?
Well, yeah, but, Steve, that's just what's always gone on in history. That's called taking out the brown shirts, and that's what you're talking about.
And you've got the fifth-generation Nazis running everything, and that's a show in itself, Dave. But the point is that, if somebody wants a fascinating read, just real quick, go to my website, and I'm not pitching my website, but I think I'm the only guy that deals with it, is at stevequayle.com, and read Operation High Jump, H-I-G-H-J-U-M-P, because it's basically the Nazis never lost the war. They feigned losing it, but in 1947, Admiral Byrd, and the Congress sent a whole war fleet against them, and guess what? It was supposed to take 6 months, and we left the Antarctic with our tails between our legs because the technology that the U.S. encountered was absolutely beyond anything that the world had seen in modern warfare. So
you know, it's hard for people to embrace, and that's why I write so much about history. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. The bottom line is, except people who will continue to repeat cyclical stupidity will reap the rewards of terminal thinking. And
that's very well said, Steve. We come back from the break. We're going to continue on. We'll open it up for your phone calls in the next hour, hour number three. Stay tuned. We'll be back after a word from these sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thick of my ear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not going to take it anymore. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, everybody. It's hard to bump back in when you're laughing, and I was reading some of the emails during the break, and Steve, I don't want to get too distracted by this, but the shills are out. I just received a mock congratulations for someone who, and I wonder if this is par for the course for you, someone who said, congratulations on your Zionist guest and congratulate your Zionist staff for perpetrating these falsehoods by insulting the German Nazis. Essentially, they were saying they were really the good people. Do you get a lot of that kind of thing following you?
Well, let me share this, absolutely. And before I even went on the radio tonight, I was informed by Doug Hagman through, let's just say this, a pretty high-ranking intelligence source that they're going to pull out all stops. Absolutely. First of all, I'm not a Zionist, okay?
No, I know that.
Second of all, I understand the Nazi war machine. I'm the guy who's written extensively, and this is why people, and Dave, seriously, when I've put, 500-600 footnotes in my book, Genetic Armageddon, Today's Technology, Tomorrow's Monsters, I deal with the Annanarabe, I deal with the SS, and their absolute occult fascination. So most of those paid hyenas and jackals, and by the way, they told me they just do this to rile me up. I'm not riled, but I'm just saying this. You want to listen to jackals and hyenas? Go to the African desert. But if you want the truth, then listen, because again, the thing is that the Third Reich was so steeped in the occult, the Annanarabe, the specific group that Hitler sent all over the world looking for ancient and occult artifacts. They look for the Spear of Longinus. And this is important, we go here. This isn't just a rave on my part. The spear that pierced Jesus' side, the Holy Grail, the chalice of the Last Supper. They were looking for Hyperborea. They were looking for Thule. They were looking for the ancient civilizations. And they were looking for, if you will, the Ubermensch, the supermen. Do you know how much money went into the super soldier program at the Pentagon? We're talking $100 billion to enhance, to genetically alter. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, probably the single most pertinent two books I've written right now are Genetic Armageddon, Today's Technology, Tomorrow's Monsters, and the other one is Weather Wars. You know, we're seeing the droughts, we're seeing the manipulation. I know you're writing a series of articles on water, which is, I think it's timely, Dave, because somebody's got to nail it. And the point is that the Third Reich, it didn't pass away. Look, this is the most amazing occult takeover of the planet that's ever been undertaken. Jesus said there's never been a time like it, nor would be again. And so to call people, listen, ad hominem attacks,
yes.
What a dumbass, okay? Seriously, what just a total dumbass.
You're taking the words out of my mouth on that, Steve, and yeah. I agree. But I, like I said, I've gotten a few of these, and I look at them. They're not even well-written. They're not coherent. And let me say something about the Nazis. You're talking to the son of a man who left Naval Intelligence 6 months before retirement. They gave him full retirement to go to work for Martin Marietta, where he worked with, guess who, Nazi scientists in the late 50s and early 60s. So, you know, I know all about the Nazi war machine. I know how we preserved it. I know how we brought it in. And I'm wondering what these people that write in think about who the hell Wernher von Braun was.
Right. I got to tell you something, Dave. 100 of them work at NORAD. They're assigned cyber command, cyber terrorism. The entire assault on truth will be to undermine you, undermine me, undermine anybody that's trying to tell the truth. And, you know, I've asked the Lord this. I've gone to the Lord and poured my heart out so many times. I go, God, what's the use of telling your people who are trying to get their attention? Why, if they don't listen, then I'm just flapping my lips in the wind. And boy, I'll tell you what, the Lord dressed me down one night. He said, Steve, as a testimony against them. I said, Lord, I'm talking about your people. He said, so am I. Whoa. You know what that means?
Yeah, I know what that
means. That all who call and say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do this? You better check. And so let me share something with you. This is critical. This is pertinent to the Chinese and the Russian troops. May I read something? And this is coming from the horse.
We got about a minute before break, Steve.
Okay, well, you know, I can't hold the break.
Neither can I.
Let's do this, Dave. And by the way, your show is the only show I've done in a long time. I want to read this when we come back from the break. It's too important, okay? But I typically won't do these shows because the breaks drive me crazy, okay? I'm saying because of my respect for you, and this isn't kissing anything or any, part of anybody's anatomy, but I just want you to know I do respect and I'm amazed at what you're doing, and I want to help you to do what you're doing.
Well, listen, Steve, I know you're sincere in that, and we do appreciate your support. Unfortunately, the brakes are like the irresistible force. We don't have the brakes. We don't pay the bills.
I understand that. Please, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that it's so hard to develop thoughts. That's why I don't want to get into the next part, but it has specifically to do with the lateness of the hour. And I'm talking meltdown financially now. It's underway. It's part of their plan.
I think you're absolutely right. And in fact, you know, what's interesting to me, and we got about 15 seconds here, but you look at the drones. I just saw a Department of Air Force release a video that talks about something called MAVs, which are 100,000 little mini microscopic drones, or they're made to look like birds, and they can be released from one drone. That's an army. And this is how serious they are about taking us out, because they're all armed and they can do joint missions or individual missions. And I'll let you comment on that, well, Steve, as well, when we come back from the break, and we'll look forward to the passage you're going to read. Stay tuned. We'll be back here with Steve Quayle in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wildcrafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Well, right here in Old River City, as the saying goes. Welcome back. You're listening to The Common Sense Show. Our website is thecommonsenseshow.com. Andy DeRiso here, our news director, our special guest is Steve Quayle. And just a note, as we open up the phones in the next hour, because I'm getting so many, shall I say, strange and weird emails, something that we're really not accustomed to. We have a very civil, polite, and intelligent audience, an audience that engages in civil discourse even when there's disagreement. But given some of the volatility, a couple of the emails, I'm just telling you, if you come on the air and you're inappropriately confrontational, disagreement's fine, but if you're inappropriately confrontational, we will cut you off right away. And that's something that I'd have, Danny, I don't think in the 5 years we've been on RBN I've ever had to issue that kind of warning, have I?
No, I've never heard you say that. You're usually very polite and let everybody have their say, but yeah, we don't have time for that crap.
Yeah, I read four emails tonight, and I'm thinking that Steve has his own anti-fan club that's following because they don't want his message out. Anyway, Steve, you had something that you wanted to read to the listening audience, and I want to hear it myself.
First of all, let me say this. Before I went on, I got a call from Doug Hagman. Doug Hagman said one of his best sources, and I have talked to the man, and trust me, he's real. When I say trust me, I've been around the real, I've been around the phonies, and I've been around the hacks, okay, and the shills. This guy's real. He said they're going to pull out all stops from now on, Steve, against you and Doug. Don't react to your critics. These are absolute he said the cyber warriors, he said they're using false identities. So I'm just telling everybody, you saw at the beginning of the show what's going on. This is a message you need to hear. Take it to the Lord Jesus Christ. I have never said to anyone in 20 years of broadcasting, because I say it, it's true. I say, if you can't handle it, put it on the shelf. Now here's a critical bit of information. The high frequency radio net for all foreign troops, Dave, was tested a couple nights ago. They also jammed on their own frequency and the units in the field they were talking to. They have a special physical unit that filters that out so they can hear. In other words, they were jamming everybody else. We're talking about foreign troops, so they couldn't hear, but their men in the field were basically able to have the filters on to listen to the command. In other words, there are operations within operations going on in this country. Our current president has given the radios, radio codes, protocols, and all the info of the Russians, Red Chinese, all the info to the Russians, Red Chinese, Turks, Bulgarians, Ukrainians, Singaporeans, everybody who's here under NATO.
Yeah.
Russia has a radio gear and the NATO codes as well. Now, according to the sources who were on the spot, Russians landed at Wright-Patterson at the Air Force Base and then were tracked and they landed in helicopters into the former Voice of America grounds near the corner of Butler County and Warren County, Ohio. The Russian helicopters then left, but for the next 12 hours, a new pristine accented American in Kansas or Nebraska operator handled all military high-frequency comms instead of Andrews. I guess Andrews normally handles that. Voice of America in Ohio was and is one of the most powerful radio setups in the world and has been clandestinely maintained perfectly. It also allows a complete takeover of all U.S. military communications and can shut off commercial signals as well. My sources say the Russian Spetsnaz actually had their operators run all U.S. milcoms allowed by our government and all of their Luciferian scum in the Pentagon and Intel. This took place also a couple months ago also. Here's the interesting thing. Super soldiers at Wright-Patterson, there's a whole group of them over 7 feet tall.
Really?
A super soldier is a genetically altered and physically attenuated being. I can't go into it. I go into my book, Genetic Armageddon. Please, ladies and gentlemen, look, if I'm pleading for people, and by the way, I give a lot of books away to veterans, okay? No veteran is ever paid unless they want to for my books. So this isn't about selling books. This is about I'm up against the clock. I know we're in a countdown period. I can't say the timing, but I will say this, Dave. Multiple high-ranking, well-placed, and people like you know, DHS, former FBI, you know, former, because they quit and they're running for their lives. They know what's coming down. What I would say to the DHS, the FBI, and all those in the fusion centers, you guys are known too. And once you're used up, the operation within an operation, Spetsnaz is here to take you out also. And a friend of mine who lives in that world basically overheard a group of Russians, because he spoke Russian, speaking about how dumb were the Americans that were training with them, because once they're done cleaning up the American gun owners, they said then it's payback time for what the U.S. did to us. So do you understand what I'm saying? The operations, whether it's a joint plan to go and see American gun owners, it's going to turn badly against them. And everybody who's betrayed the nation, even the high-ranking guys that think they're safe with their, quote, pension plans, they're going to get tagged because they have groups of assassins, and that's what the radio transmissions were indicating, is a plot within a plot. Let me say this. Doesn't it seem awful strange that if you've never had this happen before, and I get a warning 2 hours before going on your show, because I've had it on my website, that maybe that warning came from the intel community? Because there are people that either love me or hate me. But again, ad hominem attacks,
If I'll take any genuine questions, but if they want to attack me, instead of having to repent and tell them to go to you-know-what themselves, okay, and that's open to imagination, I will just go silent, okay? I've had it with these shills, and anybody who are on any of the boards that sit and continue put up with the attacks on myself and Hawk and other men of God, Dave or whoever it is, that are warning and warning, warning, you've got to understand Cyber Command has taken over the truth. Your days of listening to the truth are maybe measured in a couple months, if not, you know, a few more weeks.
Well, my sources that went into seclusion, I asked them, and to a person, they said the same thing. The time frame they mentioned was from March to June is when this is going to start rolling out.
Yep, and I got to tell you this, you know, and can I say something? When I say go to hell to someone, I don't mean that as a euphemism. Hell is the most dangerous and deadly place for eternal damnation. Go on YouTube, just if you want, you know, quote, whatever, and giggles, and see the people who have gone there. I personally couldn't believe in hell until I prayed and said, Lord, if hell is real, I can't believe in it. Show it to me. And instantly I was out of my body being transported to hell. And this was as a Christian who didn't even believe in hell. So the point is, a new Christian, I just couldn't believe that hell existed. Trust me, I had to cry out to God to stop the hopelessness, the despair, the cries of the damned, the eternal separation, the total blackness. It's like you're in tar and tar's in you. And there is absolutely no hope. And hope is an amazing thing. So anyone who's listening to my voice tonight, there's still hope. You can give your heart to Jesus. And that's what we're talking about.
And listen, and I've said many times on this show, as the audience is my witness, spiritual solutions for the physical problems of the world. But one of the things that I want to talk about that you've mentioned here is that when these troops go house to house, they're killing the gun owners. They're not just taking the guns. That seems to me the new block watch in America will be to watch out for the vehicles and why wait for them to come to your house. I think you're going to see a time when entire neighborhoods are mobilized and just start automatically firing on any military vehicle coming into their area.
Well, that's why they bought 2,717 new APCs,
yes,
that are 50 caliber proof.
Well, exactly, yeah. Why they have 2.2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition.
Yeah, 3.8 now.
Oh, 3.8?
Yeah. They've added 1.6 billion in the last couple weeks. Listen, let me share this too. It ain't only the Russians. Hawk went on the show, his show, on Thursday and Friday night, Survive to Thrive, and one of his friends in the signal intelligence world, SIGINT, overheard a Canadian general bragging about how much stuff was going to be pillaged and plundered. Here's the disconnect, okay? Everybody works hard, and they sit, you know, in their easy chair listening to you and I or, you know, HF or whatever on the computers, but they don't understand. It's not just to blow the gun owners away. It's to take everything. To the victors go the spoil. It's like the show The Vikings that's now on the History Channel. I mean, you take, you raid, you take everything. And Pastor David Langford said a powerful statement, Dave. He said, God showed me that we were in bondage in America. Now we're going into captivity. I've tried to tell people, all you girls that are on Facebook, I got news for you. Yeah, somebody's got your number. You just aren't going to like their language. You can't speak it. And when you've got a population of warriors looking for brides because of their own policies, i.e. the Chinese and also the Russians, I'm telling you, the last thing you want to do is be a pacifist. And when I hear Christian pacifists, I want nothing to do with them. I'm being told that, you know, it's wrong to defend your family. Well, I say to them, fine, you go and die, but pray that somebody with a spine and enough love for, when I'm talking about the right kind of love, for your wife and family is there to take them to a place of refuge. I have nothing to do with those kind of people. They make me vomit, and don't any of you dare send me that, what I would call, that denial of the faith BS. Bravo, Sierra. It is anti-biblical. Paul said, any man that doesn't provide for his family is worse than an infidel. And Dave, the hardest thing I know is to how to get people who absolutely see it all and listen to it all as if they're spectators, and to understand they're going to be thrust in as active participants.
Well, they are, but Steve, how do we get people to, well, let me ask you this. What options do you think people have in terms of defending ourselves against what's coming?
I think the first option is get right with Jesus.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe God said his sheep hear his voice.
I don't believe there's one answer that fits everybody. I believe God is so amazingly powerful and wonderfully creative that he will tell people what to do. I believe that God will lead people to specific refuges and cities of refuge. There aren't any. I can't give anybody the address. I don't know where they're at. And if I knew where they were at, all the enemies would know where they're at. So it's like God. And Henry Gruber was given visions, literally, and Henry's track record is pretty miraculously amazing, of giant areas of the Pacific Northwest and other areas of the country covered by almost invisible golden domes, and nobody could touch it, penetrate it. Look, God has been asked by, he knows the answer, but let's just say tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, Lord, how are you going to protect your people? And God said, as I was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, so will I be with you. As I was with Daniel, so would I be with you. Michael Boldea's grandfather, Dmitri Dudeman, wrote the book, Through the Fire Without Burning. But the bottom line is, see, Dave, most of modern Christendom thinks they're out of here at the sign of first trouble, obviously.
No, that's not going to be the case.
It is going to be the case.
I do believe, too, and I know this is an adage, not biblical, but God helps those who help themselves. And I'm also looking not just at the spiritual solution, because I don't think God's going to reward passivity. We need to be looking at what we can do right here, right now, today, to mobilize against this threat that I already know is here.
Well, and can I say something? Passivity? Jesse Penn Lewis on War on the Saints, amazing book, is absolutely, she said passivity is the most dangerous mental place one can be, because he said when you're passive, the devil does not acknowledge your passivity. He moves in with his aggressiveness and directs you, because what you do when you are passive, you surrender your will to hell. And I got news for you. I think she said it well. You surrender your will to hell when you become passive. So what can people do? They first of all and foremost need to get right with Jesus. That means if they don't have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not mental assent. They need to come into that. The wonderful word is repent. Jesus, the Bible makes it clear that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus said, obviously, that he won't turn aside anyone who comes to him. And Dave, this is brother the midnight hour, okay? Look, if they can shut us down, interrupt us, cut off your feeds and everything, and they just did it, what can they do when they shut it down permanently? Can you imagine being so cut off outside of a shortwave? And I recommend everybody have a shortwave radio and receiver. By the way, they'll make it a capital offense to possess one, so get a small one and be diligent. You must absolutely trust God, but you also, if you'll do what you'll do, then God will do the impossible. Do the possible. But you know, Noah didn't basically go on a cruise to the Bahamas and basically hire, you know, some indigenous immigrants to build the ark. He had to do it, and he took 120 years of mocking. I say this, if people won't stand up for Jesus now, what makes anybody think they'll stand up against the invading hordes later? My guess is they won't. They'll roll. And the pastors will be right there delivering their congregations unto death and slaughter.
Well, you're absolutely right. They're not going to lead these people to any kind of salvation. And you know, and you're so right in what you're saying about the blue list, too. I've got contacts high up in the law enforcement in Colorado where I'm from, people that I grew up with, Steve. And what they have told me that they've learned is that when they're told, hey, we want you to go out and do your job, and what they'll do is they'll say, we're going to protect your families and take them to a safe haven. No, the families become the hostage. And if these people don't carry out the heinous acts they're being ordered to do, they will kill their families.
Absolutely. And this is something else that most people don't understand. Well, the press is on to disarm America. And does it come as a surprise? Dave, let me ask you a question, okay? You're doing the interviewing. But didn't it make you want to vomit, and did not the fury rise when you saw targets of American children?
Yes.
Pregnant moms, and by the way, they were all white. And I only make that statement from this point. The racism that is being engendered and fostered is by the Illuminati, who basically want the blacks to kill the whites, the Chicanos or Latinos to kill the blacks. They want everybody at everybody's throat, fulfilling Albert Pike's World War III mandate, you know, in the letters to Giuseppe Mazzini or the vice versa.
Right.
Go Albert Pike World War III, Google it. The point being is the gangs have been given heavy weapons. They put the
gang members into the military to train them to how to use military weapons. And the gangs have a better grasp of what's going on than the meow men in the church. Meow men, or I'll use a more sanitary version, the wussies, okay, in the pulpit. The point is that these all are getting ready. Jesus said nation will rise against nation. That word literally means ethnos against ethnos. The word nation in Greek, that's ethnicity against ethnicity. Can you tell me a more racially divided nation than ours right now, any place in the world?
All divide and conquer. It's by design.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely all by divide and conquer. Just a program note here. We're getting people reporting you're getting cut off, so if that happens to you, we obviously can't reach the people who are listening by live stream, but try to reconnect to one of our servers. Again, we're in the top menu, second from the left, listen live, and then below my picture on the homepage at republicbroadcasting.org, same page, go below my picture, click listen live online. So if you get knocked off, come back on. We just had Steve, we have a group of listeners out of Mexico, American expatriates that listen, and he received some information that they all got knocked off the air.
You know, isn't it amazing? If everything I'm talking about is horse manure, somebody's doing a good job to make sure their horse manure doesn't go out. If I wasn't telling the truth, they wouldn't be interfering, okay? But the bottom line is, because I am and we're talking, here's the deal. Someone said you never get so much flack unless you're over target, obviously referring to World War II bombing runs.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to share with people is, listen, the day comes when, Dave, your voice is no longer on the radio. This isn't a threat. It's just a statement of fact. When my voice is no longer on the radio. And, ladies and gentlemen, I've spent 40 years at this, 20 years on talk radio, 10 years as a newsletter writer.
Well, Steve, if we don't go to break, neither one of us are going to be on the radio. So let me break. I know it's one of those dreaded breaks that we both like to get through. So we'll get through it, and in 3 minutes we shall return with more of Steve Quayle and after the top of the
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. all ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
I want to expand on something what our special guest, Steve Quayle, was saying about being over the target, which is why you're getting so much flack. Got an email here from a listener that's representing about a dozen that I've received tonight. It says, amazing, I was listening on TuneIn. It dropped and started playing music, and I've gotten that a lot tonight. I switched to WinMap, same thing. Online now through your website, so they really pulled out all the stops. Yeah. You've got the two options I've given out. Of course, there's always the option to go through my website, but I understand that's had problems as well. So I don't think we're dealing so much with volume, because we've had high volume before on this show. I think what we're dealing with here are people don't want this message out. Annie, you had a question for Steve. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Steve, I was wondering, could these foreign troops, Russian, Chinese, whatever, could they be... be housing them in the underground bases, the dumps?
Absolutely, because most people don't realize that George Bush Sr. closed down over 100 military bases, and almost every military base that was built, you know, after World War II and into the Cold War had extreme underground facilities. So that's where quite a few of them were bivouacked initially. Then they started integrating them into communities, and the point is now they're so open in their boldness and so well-positioned. And we're not talking about, you know, a few. We're not even any longer talking about 400,000. We're talking about when you take all of the NATO nations. Remember, the United Nations Security Council is obviously Russia and China are two members. So once the United States signs off on the UN treaty small weapons ban, guess who's here to take away the guns? So your question is well thought out, and the answer is absolutely. The military bases aren't closed down. They're renovated, and a lot of them, most people don't understand that the amount of underground tunnels between some of the bigger bases that were closed are astonishing. We're not talking about a couple miles. Some of them have 100-mile tunnels or further tunnels that connect them to the bigger bases around the country, all out of sight.
Yeah, Steve, I can verify some of that. I know some people that have actually worked on the tunnels underneath Denver International Airport, and they tell me that they stretch into Utah that they know of for sure. They certainly stretch to NORAD and also Fort Carson and Peterson Air Force Base, all in the Colorado Springs area. So you are absolutely correct on that.
Well, and again, I talked to Phil Schneider on a Monday. He was murdered on a Friday. So if you want to Google him, Phil Schneider, he worked on a lot of the bases. And, you know, one of those effective suicides where his hands were tied behind his back. He was tortured, you know. And when I talked to him, I was trying to get him on my radio program, Dave, and he said, Steve, I'll come on with you, but I don't expect to be alive, you know? And I prayed, and I said, well, I pray that's not true. Well, obviously, he knew more than I did. And so the thing is that it doesn't matter anymore. When people say, I think, I don't believe, my answer to them is, of course you don't believe. And I don't mean this to be offensive, but you're ignorant. You know, just because someone chooses to willingly avoid the truth and facts, you know, it's like people that take me on in the shills, okay? I've written 10 books, probably, and I'm only sharing this. I've done my homework. I've probably got 14, 18,000 footnotes, Dave. So I don't think that, you know, I'm sitting here, tripping on some substance, making this stuff up. The fact is, the shills don't want the people to know the truth, and the day's coming when you and I won't be on the radio.
I know. Annie and I have talked about that many times. We're going into break, and we come out in hour number three. We'll open it up for your phone calls, and we'll continue on with Steve Quayle and what's been really one of the quickest 2 hours I've had since I've been doing radio. Stay tuned. We'll see you all in hour number three.